Good morning. Celeste Headley here with John Hockenberry. Actually, John Hockenberry's out today. I'm just so used to having him in this seat across from me. But he's not there. Let's get a check on our top stories now. It's 47 minutes after the hour. The June unemployment report is out this morning. Some disappointing news. Employers only added 18,000 jobs last month. That actually pushes the unemployment rate up to 9.2%, the fewest hires in 9 months. Joining us now, Dan Gross, columnist and economics editor of Yahoo Finance. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Were you among the experts that was expecting between 100 and 120,000 jobs to be added?
I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I was among maybe the non-experts who was expecting a higher number for a couple reasons. We have these alternative measures. ADP, the payroll company, comes out the day before and always gives an estimate. They said they thought 157,000 payroll jobs were created. Unemployment claims, while not plummeting, had been falling in recent weeks, and that tends to lead to more job creation. And also, you know, things like retail sales, car sales, a lot of stuff seemed to be going in the right direction. So, yeah, this is surprisingly bad.
And we're still seeing profits going up for corporations, are we not?
Well, this is one of the big disconnects, and it's driven, I think, by two factors. One, American companies since 2009 have become insanely productive. They are figuring out how to do more with less labor, with less input, et cetera, and that is continuing. So their rate of productivity is rising basically at the same rate of economic growth, which means that they can have higher profits, higher sales without hiring more people. And the second component is that with every passing month, a bigger share of profits for large U.S. companies is coming from overseas sales. The rest of the world is growing at a far more rapid pace. And you see this at everyone from McDonald's to Intel to Caterpillar. They're getting more of their revenues from overseas sales. Some of that is exports, but a lot of that is, you know, activity that is happening outside our borders at their stores and factories and offices in other countries. That helps filter into profits for those companies. It does not necessarily filter into higher employment in the U.S. at those companies.
Unfortunately, the unemployment rate is higher. Instead, it's now up to 9.2%. Dan Gross of Yahoo Finance, thank you so much.
Anytime.
Opponents of a new Maryland law that would let undocumented immigrants pay in-state tuition have collected enough signatures to force a referendum. It's the first referendum petition drive in 20 years there. You're listening to The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.